Hello, I'll be talking to Agnetha Fältskog, the voice of heartbreak on so many ABBA songs. We review Hannibal, the new television prequel to Manhunter and The Silence of the Lambs. And Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie chooses a Nigerian painting for cultural exchange.
This particular painting, Tutu, the print, I think, hung on every wall of every middle-class family in eastern Nigeria when I was growing up. So I grew up with Tutu on the wall in the living room.
More later from Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. But first, ABBA may be one of the biggest pop bands of all time, selling 370 million albums and rising. But there was always a sense of sadness beneath the shimmering harmonies. The heartbreak and loneliness played out in the lyrics to Knowing Me, Knowing You, SOS, or The Winner Takes It All, reflected real domestic crises within the band. After her divorce from lyricist Bjørn Ulvaeus and the subsequent band split, Agnetha retreated from the limelight and moved to a remote part of Sweden. Her last solo album of original material was in 1987. But now she's back with a new record which coincides with the opening of the ABBA Museum in Stockholm. The title of the record is simply A. After all, Agnetha was one of the two A's in ABBA. When I met her this morning, I asked why she'd chosen to return now.
This was not planned at all. So I really thought, to be honest, that I have done my latest or my last record. But then these two guys, Jörgen Elofsson and Peter Nordahl, were in contact with me and they wanted to present three new songs. When I heard the first three songs, I felt that I can't say no to this. I just have to do it. But I had to think it over because it was 9 years ago that I did my last album.
And that was cover versions, but your last album of original material was 25 years ago?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, but had you been thinking about it over the years, or had you resigned yourself to a life outside of pop music?
I never decide, if I'm going to do anything more, because I don't want to think in that way. I jump in and out in this business. But at the same time, I'm aware of that I'm not young anymore. And you don't know what happens to the voice. I had to try to start with and see what it sounded like.
Did you not instinctively know whether you could still sing then? Had you not been singing?
Not very much. I mean, I sit by the piano now and then, and I play with my grandchildren and so, and sing maybe in the shower sometimes. But you can never be sure what comes out. I mean, If there comes out an old voice, I wouldn't do it. So I said to the boys that we have to check first.
An old voice? What, you were worried that you would sound old, you mean?
Yeah. You never know, I mean.
And did you have to kind of relearn to sing at all, or did it come straight back when you went back into the studio? Did it feel natural?
I had some problems, to be honest, in the beginning. In a way, I felt a bit rusty.
Right.
And so I took some singing lessons and said that I want to go back to that secure feeling with my voice so I don't use the throat too much. So I had to work the stomach muscle up again and sing from the stomach.
Right.
And it worked after a couple of times. So.
And Jörgen Elofsson has said that he wanted to write songs that imagine that you had never joined ABBA in the first place, that you'd continued a career that started when you had your first number one hit as a solo artist in Sweden at the age of 18. Now, that's a nice idea, but when we listen to this album, which is called A,
yeah,
and the A was the A in ABBA, one of the A's in ABBA, in the band name, but
yeah,
we hear ABBA, there are echoes, there are obvious musical echoes, and do you hear that when you listen back to the record? Were you aware that that's what was happening?
No, but it doesn't surprise me either because I was, one quarter of the group. And I still, many people say that they recognize my voice very, very clearly. So it's hard for yourself to hear that.
And there is that sense of yearning and vulnerability in your voice, which is so appealing. And I've talked to Benny and Bjorn on this programme, actually, about what it was about ABBA that we think about the spandex suits and the glitter and the high heels. But really, the underlying appeal of ABBA was the sense of sadness and the tension. And we talked about whether that's something about the Swedish, not only just the Swedish psyche, but the Swedish landscape as well, the dark forests and the short days. And they thought they were tapping into something of Sweden in those songs. Do you think that's right?
I think it's quite right, because we live in a very, very dark country. I think we are very funny people, can be as well, but to live in this climate that we do, with half a year of darkness and cold, it makes us special, really. It's something in there, the Nordic feeling, and it's just there. It's not something that we create, it's just within us.
One song in which you perform a duet with Gary Barlow, it's a song called I Should Have Followed You Home, and there's a hook line in that song, which is Now I Know, with a vocal line echoing that line, Now I Know, and he goes, Now I Know, Now
yeah,
I Know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, ABBA fans will immediately recognise that, because that's like the line from SOS, isn't it? Now you're gone, now you're gone.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
But, I mean, again, is that a conscious thing, just as a kind of a little hint?
Oh, no, not at all.
Had you not noticed that?
I have not been thinking about it, not at all, no. No, I think it's more in another song, it's Dance Your Pain Away.
Dance Your Pain Away.
Then maybe we have a little hoax somewhere that really reminds us of ABBA.
There's a lot of voulez-vous in that one, in fact, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. It's something you recognise, but we have absolutely not been doing this to remind people of ABBA.
There's one song on the album that you wrote, and it's the final song on the album. It's a song called I Keep Them on the Floor, beside my bed. And it's a song about memories, about loss, about regret. And when you were in ABBA, a lot of people were always interpreting the lyrics and wondering whether they were playing out the autobiographical story, the story of the band, about the relationships. And, of course, people will listen to that and wonder whether it's you thinking back to the split of the band and the relationships there. Is that an autobiographical song?
I think it's very common that people try to analyse, is it really about herself or... Well, I can say it is. But from the start, when I composed this song, I thought from the beginning it should be a nursery song for children.
Like a lullaby.
Yeah, so that people can recognize with the feelings for the children and so on. And it became more and more, the more time it went, to a love song, like always. It's so difficult to write about something else. And even if I didn't write the lyrics, I wrote the music, and I had the line, I keep them on the floor. What do I keep there? Yeah, the
photographs,
memories, nostalgic.
And do you keep memories and the photographs of your days in ABBA by your bed beside you? But how much do you keep those memories and those images in your head on a day-to-day basis? Have you just filed them all away?
No, they're within me. There's a lot of women that do these things, that we are collectors, with photos of the past, the children when they were small. And I think that many women can recognize themselves in these words as well.
And you say you always felt happier in the studio rather than being on the live stage. And that was always the case in ABBA, was it? I mean, you didn't really like touring, you didn't like the razzmatazz, the circus of being in a pop
band. Exactly, and still we did it. But those times we had here in London at Wembley Arena, that's fantastic. I said
that was 1979. I think there was a 7 or 8 night residency at Wembley Arena.
Yes, I think it was 9 or 10
evenings
in a row.
Right.
I think.
I was 13 years old and I saw one of those shows.
Oh.
I went with my whole family and it was a family night out.
Oh.
First big concert I'd ever seen. Absolutely astonishing.
And we never forget this. Mm. It was fantastic audience and